even beyond a chief of staff, is to begin some very serious negotiation with the North.
She spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. Russia's ordering 755 U.S. diplomats out of that country in retaliation for new sanctions approved by Congress last week. This is USA Radio News.
All day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
The State Department's promising very strong, swift action against Venezuela following yesterday's controversial elections. Mark Mayfield has more.
In a statement, the State Department says the United States condemns the elections that would allow President Nicolas Maduro to consolidate power. The State Department says Maduro has cast aside the voices and aspirations of the Venezuelan people. Protests against the vote turned deadly, with reports of over a dozen people being killed.
Three new abortion laws that were set to take effect this week in the state of Arkansas have been blocked by a federal court after the ACLU and the Center for Reproductive Rights challenged that new legislation. The three laws restricting abortion access would have taken effect tomorrow had they not been blocked. One man remains on the loose after 12 inmates broke out of a jail last night in northern Alabama. The men escaping the Walker County Jail, just how they did it, has not been revealed by authorities. The 24-year-old inmate remaining at large was in jail on drug offenses. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Tropical Storm Emily is expected to bring heavy rain to parts of Florida today. Forecasters say Tropical Depression number 6 became that tropical storm just a little bit earlier this morning. It's west of Tampa, packing maximum sustained winds of nearly 50 miles an hour. A Vietnam veteran is being awarded the nation's highest military honor at the White House today. James McLuhan of South Haven, Michigan, was an Army medic back in 1969. He risked his life in a battle to rescue fellow soldiers while he was being hit with shrapnel from a rocket-propelled grenade. What were Americans seeing at the theaters over the weekend? Well, Lisa Carter's got the answers.
Dunkirk is still the number one film at the box office. The World War II evacuation movie took in just over $28 million to lock down the top North American slot for the second straight weekend. The animated comedy The Emoji Movie came in second.
And not getting enough sleep can lead to bigger waistlines, according to a new study out of the University of Leeds in England. It found that people who slept about 6 hours a night had waistlines on average over 1 inch larger than those who slept 9 hours a night. They also had lower good cholesterol. Researchers aren't sure what's behind the correlation, but they speculate that being sleep-deprived can lead to decreased self-control, and that in turn can lead to poor food choices that add on the pounds gradually over time. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon. The weather for this afternoon is mostly sunny with a high near 87 degrees. Northwest winds at around 7 miles per hour. Tonight, we're going to get some patchy fog after 5 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 63. West wind around 60 miles per hour, becoming calm after midnight.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, serving Hunterdon County's oldest and most experienced healthcare system. We had our guest all scheduled and stuff, and she went up and broke her arm. So we're going to be doing something a little bit different than what we had planned and all. We're going to go talk about digestion today and stuff, which is a key to many people's either health or non-health and all. One of the things that we noticed in everyday society is that there's much, much, much going wrong with how the body is related to good health. And what we notice that some of the signs and symptoms has to do with unhealthy lifestyles and stuff is a lot of people have digestive issues. So we're going to take a little track down the old digestive line there and see just exactly what needs to be done, what we can change and move from there and all. At our office there in Flemington, we have an amazing way of finding out what it is that isn't working properly, offering the body the support that it needs, not replacing it, but supporting it, and then getting it to heal and then start functioning the way it should be instead of the way it's been eroded to and all. So remember, digestion is an incredible journey that goes on every day with people and stuff. One of the things that happens is everybody thinks digestion occurs and the first starts in the stomach, but actually it's when you either smell or see the food. This starts the whole cycle of digestive activities that are going on, and there's a multitude of pathways that go on with that. So one of the things that we start noticing is when you smell or see the food, all of a sudden your stomach's going to start churning out some acids and stuff because it wants to get prepared to start digesting the food. Also, enzymes are going to be starting to get produced in the salivary glands there in the mouth area and all. Because remember, when you first put that food particle into your mouth from the fork or the spoon and things, that's going to start the process of breaking down. At that stage and stuff, you've got digestive enzymes that are working to start breaking down certain components of it and all. Also, you're going to start to chew that food particle and stuff, and that's called mastication and stuff. That's going to break it down into smaller pieces that later on through the tract there of the digestive system and all, the body can really start breaking it down into smaller pieces that it's easier to extract the nutrients and the vitamins and the minerals, fluids that it needs in order to get the maximum food out of that area and all. So that's kind of where it goes, and all acids and enzymes from that area you're going to be chewing and things like that. And then everybody always thinks that at the stomach level, that's where everything starts. But that's really, well on the way into everything and all. And we're always talking about, you know, an acid and a base forming or an alkaline forming component of the things that are going on. And there's some things that we need to kind of look at with that and all. And are you an alkaline or are you acidic and all in your system that goes on? So many people say, oh, when I eat something, you know, I get this burning indigestion or a GERD, or, you know, you hear all these little buzzwords from the medical community and things that people identify with. And everybody thinks it has to do with having too much acid. But there's another thing to think about, and that's about having not enough acid in the system. So we're going to take a look at what that all has to do with. When nutritionists talk about an acid or an alkaline-forming food, they're referring to the condition of the food after ingestion, so after you start to break it down. There are many food substances which are acid in their natural form and then become alkaline when the food starts to break down within the body. So a good example would be like lemons and limes. Everybody thinks it has to do with an acid component, but once it starts getting broken down through the tract of the digestive system, all of a sudden it becomes more of an alkaline kind of a state there and all. So let's take a look a little deeper about that and all. Every year, the number of prescriptions that are written for an acid-alkaline imbalance continues to increase on and on. These things are considered antacids, alkalizers, specific digestive enzymes. They remain the most popular household remedies for many acute digestive disorders. The temporary relief experienced by these so-called remedies is interpreted by the majority of the sufferers, us, as being a cure for the problem. Well, I got to tell you, that's far from the truth. Nothing could be further from this. These drugs work in much the same way as a lazy housekeeper sweeping the dust under the rug, that is covering up the symptoms but not eliminating the cause. And that's what we look at our program and stuff. As we go along and stuff, in 2009, they were the third most taken types of drugs in the United States, and the Food and Drug Administration estimated that 1 in 14 Americans had used antacids or any kind of digestive aids. Over time, however, experts have begun to question the safety of these things. Initially, they believed that these things were only risky for patients with coronary artery disease who were also using an anti-plaque drug to keep from clotting and stuff, and considering the risk to be caused by the drug-induced interaction. Most recent studies, however, have indicated that the risk may extend even further. Our bodies are like the rug that they only allow the drugs to cover up the problem for so long. Eventually, these acute digestive disorders will become chronic, resulting in a more difficult condition for the body to deal with. So what was once simply a minor case of acid indigestion or heartburn becomes a major digestive ailment. The stomach, liver, small and large intestine, kidneys, and pancreas can all be seriously impaired, both from consumption of an improper diet, which the majority of the population of the United States has, and from the use of these drugs that cover up an overly acid diet and then consequence indigestion. With that, we're going to go to a commercial, and we'll be right back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services,
Inc. VRA, his global investment newsletter. His VRA is unlike anything you've ever seen. He's...
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
And we are back with Get Healthy Hunterdon. We are Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, serving Hunterdon County and surrounding areas. We are Nutrimost oldest and most experienced in Hunterdon County. We had left off with talking about the pH and acid and bases in the system and all. We're going to continue moving along with that just so that we can get a better understanding of how nutrition and how our concepts of what is and what isn't works out very nicely like that. So almost anyone who has been eating the standard American diet, meat, dairy foods, and refined and processed foods, will suffer in a varying degrees from an acid-alkaline imbalance. Add to this fare alcohol, cigarettes, drugs, and condiments, and the percentage will rise even higher. When people are encouraging you to alkalize your blood, most of them mean that you should eat plenty of foods that have an alkaline-forming effect on your system. Well, what exactly does that mean? The reason for making this suggestion is that the vast majority of highly processed foods, like white flour products and white sugar, have an acid-forming effects on your system. And if you spend years eating a poor diet like that, mainly acid-forming, you will overwork some of the buffering systems mentioned above to a point where they could create undesirable changes in your health. Keep in mind the following basic concepts. Organic matter is taken into the body in the form of food. Organic matter is broken down into simple compounds, monosaccharides, amino acids, lipids, and so on. After metabolizing them, these compounds leave an acid or an alkaline residue in the body. The simple compounds contain elements such as sulfur, potassium, sodium, magnesium, and calcium. These minerals determine the hydrogen concentration and thus the acid or alkalinity of the body. These elements are either acid-forming elements or alkaline-forming elements. The acid-forming substances are sulfur, phosphorus, and chlorine, while the alkaline-forming substances are sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium, and iron. So within the plant kingdom, the organic acids found in fruit and vegetables are metabolized when you eat them and eventually become carbon dioxide and water. The alkaline elements such as potassium, calcium, sodium, magnesium remain. Although many fruits are acid in nature, when broken down into their constituent elements, the acids are rendered neutral and the alkaline elements are dominant. Therefore, the end results of the organic breakdown and digestion of fruit and vegetables is alkaline in nature and all. So this is kind of interesting when, you know, people say, oh, you know, you're eating a lemon or a lime and stuff, and everybody right away thinks it's an acid-producing type of item and things like that. Not necessarily, again, as the article is stating and stuff, when those things start to break down and stuff, they go from their perceived element of an acid environment and organically they break down into the alkaline state, which is pretty interesting there. The pH digestion elimination axis is so basic to human health that many highly educated experts in nutrition pass it right by as they endlessly complicate and confuse things. Without enzymes, we could not live. We could not digest anything or metabolize anything or even breathe right. We would die within minutes without the right pH balance in saliva, the enzymes amylase that begin the digestion of starch. This enzyme that turns the bite of bread sweetener and sweetener as you're chewing it cannot work right without the right pH balance of the stomach acids. Acids, the proteins you just swallowed, will not get properly broken down and your stomach enzymes will not work right either. Without the right pH balance of bile and pancreatic juices, which are alkaline in nature, where enzymes complete the digestion of fats, carbohydrates, and proteins, not one of the million workhorse enzymes in those digestive juices could work right either. All of the above without the best of the balance of the pH and nutritional foods in the world and the most expensive vitamin pills and supplements won't get digested and assimilated right if your body pH is off balance. And it also means that you cannot work right either. It's important to note that the pH scale, each number represents a tenfold difference from the adjacent number. In other words, a liquid that has a pH of 6 is 10 times more acidic than a liquid that has a pH of 7, and a liquid with a pH of 5 is 100th times more acid than the pure water. Most carbonated soft drinks, soda pop, and just example would be Coke or Pepsi, have a pH of about 3. Holy cow. Making them about 10,000 times more acidic than pure water. Please remember this next time when you think about drinking a can of pop. So when we look at the pH ratings or the scale and all, we have a pH going from 1 to a pH of 14. In the center at pH of 7, that's neutral. So anything below a 7, so 1 to 7, that's an acid environment. And a pH of 7 or above, that's an alkaline environment. Now, the interesting thing to notice in all, when people go from homeostasis or a balance of health into a dis-ease state, they're changing the pH of their body, and that allows them to be more susceptible to any of the ills that are going around, the colds, the flus, and things like that. So we find quite often in our office over there that people who, when and if they do become sick because they're under our care, their pH has changed to a lesser number. So lower number, they're more acid. And we find when we bring that pH back up again and stuff, they become more alkaline and the body returns back to that homeostasis. Now, the way that we can easily do change the pH and stuff, there's a number of ways and stuff, but we find that there's several ways that you can do it. One of them is vitamin C, incredible simple nutrient that the body is very, very happy to take in because it's a water-soluble vitamin, and the body can only absorb and utilize so much of it, and then it just gets rid of it and all. So often, we get patients to start taking, more than what they are currently doing and all. Another thing that we can do is get them to start taking calcium. Now, it's interesting to find out about calcium and all. One of the things that you notice is as people start to mature or their pHs start to change and all, and the body becomes more acidy, the body in its infinite wisdom says, hey, how am I going to fix this imbalance that's going on? So it looks around and it says, what can I utilize that I have available to me and stuff? And one of the things that it has in the body stored in the bones and things is calcium. So all of a sudden it starts to take some calcium out of the bones to start to neutralize that high or that low acid that's going on into the system. So this is kind of interesting because we kind of notice a correlation between people who have a high acid environment and they're more susceptible to having osteopenia, which is the beginning stages of osteoporosis, or osteoporosis itself, or that they're having more numerous or more general fracturing or bone activities that are going on and stuff that normally wouldn't be going on. So the body, in its infinite wisdom, to try to survive in the environment of an acid environment, it's yanking calcium out of those bones to try to neutralize it and all. Another way that we can change the pH of the body is eat green leafy vegetables. There's a lot of good organic matter in there that's going to help to push that body from an acid environment into an alkaline environment. The unfortunate thing is you would have to be sitting there grazing all day to try to move that along. So one of the nice things about our program is we can identify those particular protein, vegetable, and fruit sources that are going to be very, very harmonious with your body, the chemistry that's going on with it and stuff, and move it in the right direction. Just simply incredible. As a side note and stuff, when society started to grow, people started to become more prosperous and all. One of the things that was noted was the richer people and stuff were able to afford meat. And as a result of eating a diet heavily burdened and all with protein sources and stuff, they were actually changing the pH of their body from an alkaline state from eating more of a vegetarian or more green leafy vegetables and eating more of a protein, meat environment and all. So, you know, when we look at nutritionally and stuff, who was really the richer person and stuff, it was probably the pauper, who grew his own vegetables in the backyard garden there and stuff, as compared to the king and queen or prince up on the hill there in the big mansion and castle, who was just gorging themselves on, venison and, duck and meat products and stuff, and we're getting further away from having those vegetables into the system all. So pretty incredible how we can kind of trace things and how they were going along like that. One of the things that we notice is that, as you start moving along through the pH of the body and stuff, how acid sometimes is determined by measuring the pH. The pH is anything is set on a scale from 1 to 14. The pH of 1 is more acid, like the acid in your car battery, and a pH 14 is more alkaline, like the lye you spray in an oven to clean it. Water is supposed to be neutral at the pH of 7. The pH of the blood, which is interesting, has to remain exactly 7.40 all the time exactly, and the body will do anything in its power to maintain that pH. If the blood's pH rises or falls 1/10 of a pH unit, you are in the intensive care in the hospital where the pH of your body and your blood is monitored so very carefully. If it moves 2/10 either way, it could be lethal to you. How the blood always maintains a constant pH is a very complex matter, and one that everything in the body helps maintain, as everything in the body depends on this sameness and all. Maybe we should get somebody in here that works for the blood bank and stuff and find out how they kind of look at these things and move along like that. That'll be a good note and stuff. I'll make a side note of that. Strong acids, weak acids, and how protein affects it. The strong acids in our body are those that are formed by the digestion of protein. These are sulfuric acid, phosphoric acid, and nitric acid. These are strong like the battery acid in your car. Strong acids are strong in concentration and distinction to weak acids such as vinegar and citrus juices. Weak acids do not ionize or break apart completely when in solution, whereas strong acids do. This is why vinegar does not burn holes in your clothes or dissolves your bones. It does not break completely apart into the acid as its base part. It remains partially a salt. A salt is formed when an acid and a base combine and neutralize each other. So it's pretty interesting where we all hear about salts being used to help with bringing the body back into a healthy state. And so it's very, very interesting with that. With that, we're going to go to a news break, and we'll be right back.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new White House chief of staff officially takes over today as Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly is replacing Reince Priebus, although there's been no official word on who will replace Kelly at DHS. Senate Democrat Dianne Feinstein says she hopes Kelly's background is going to help the White House as it deals with threats like that from North Korea, which she calls a clear and present danger.
And this is one of the reasons that I hope General Kelly will be able to be effective even beyond a chief of staff, is to begin some very serious negotiation with the North.
She spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. Meanwhile, the White House says President Trump spoke on the phone with Japan's Prime Minister yesterday about the threat from the North after it tested another intercontinental ballistic missile a few days ago. This is USA Radio News.
Things are just better when they're doubled, like double the value and double the savings. That's what you get right now from OvationHair.com. Ovation cell therapy hair and scalp treatment, clinically proven to repair damage, reduce breakage, and restore your hair to its former glory. Thicker, stronger, longer, healthier hair. Guaranteed or your money back. Right now, get double the value with Ovation's limited edition summer essentials set. Everything you need for eye-catching, healthy summer hair. Specially priced to save you over 50%. That's double the value while supplies last. New customers get the Summer Essentials set or anything else from Ovation and double your introductory discount. That's double the savings. Hurry to OvationHair.com and select USA Radio News at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. For a limited time, Ovation is doubling your introductory discount. Select USA Radio News at checkout. Hurry, these doubly delightful deals end soon.
Arizona's junior senator has some candid thoughts about his own party and the nation's political climate.
GOP Senator Jeff Flake says his party has lost its way and needs to get back to the principles upon which it was founded.
We've given in to nativism and protectionism. If we're going to be a governing party in the future and a majority party, we've got to go back to traditional conservatism.
The Arizona fiscal conservative told CBS's Face the Nation why he feels the ability of both parties to work together has degraded over the past 20 years.
Round-the-clock media coverage and social media now, it all kind of drives us apart. And it, I think, certainly the modern media culture values those who yell the loudest.
That's AP Herald reporting. Meanwhile, Arizona's senior senator, Republican John McCain, is about to start treatments for his brain tumor after casting the deciding vote that sank the repeal of Obamacare early Friday. The 80-year-old will begin targeted radiation and chemotherapy today. This is USA Radio News.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Vice President Mike Pence says the U.S. stands with Eastern Europe as he starts a tour of that region. He spoke in Estonia a few hours ago, saying the message he wants to convey to America's Eastern European allies is, quote, "We are with you. We stand with you on behalf of freedoms." He also pointed out President Trump's America First policy doesn't mean America alone. Phoenix, Arizona leads the nation this year in deadly shootings by police officers with 9. But Officer Ken Crane with the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association says there is an explanation.
There's bad people in the world. Evil exists. And there's a lot of people that we have to deal with that don't like to follow instructions or want to threaten our safety. And sometimes that's our last resort.
And Crane says over the last few years, like in many cities, more and more people have been clearly willing to challenge police or even attack police officers, and sometimes without provocation. And NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick could potentially have a new team to go to. Baltimore Ravens owner Steve Biscotti, who spoke at a fan forum at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore yesterday, acknowledged that the team is considering signing the controversial quarterback. He is an unrestricted free agent now, has not been added to a roster after the controversy stirred up for kneeling during the national anthem last season. Baltimore needs a QB as Joe Flacco is injured. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We'll be right back.
And the weather for Tuesday is going to be patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 89 degrees, light northwest wind. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 64 degrees, calm wind. Wednesday, chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 89 degrees. Calm wind becomes west around 5 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is up to 40%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher around possible thunderstorms. And we are back. I'm Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced and oldest in the healthcare industry. We were talking about and getting into a little bit more depth about the digestive system and stuff, and I was kind of focusing in on the pH and acid imbalances this hour and all. A lot of people, you know, think that they have a good handle on, you know, antacids and how to change the balance of this body, and it's kind of an interesting thing that goes on with all of this. And it's important to note that on the pH scale, how is it determined? We need protein. Obviously, we were talking about the protein in the body and stuff, and obviously we need to have protein, but we are all we really need with that is about 40 grams a day. A trained athlete may need 80 grams a day, and here's the interesting thing, though. The average American diet, on the other hand, contains as much as 200 grams of protein per day. That's bacon and eggs for breakfast type of good old-fashioned protein. We all know that this richer, as we become more civilized and more advanced, the more meat we eat. Again, one of the interesting things in the way that the body helps with balancing that pH or that acid balance is with the respiration or breathing and stuff. The respiratory rate and breathing holding ability are key indicators of the pH of the blood. Why? The body uses carbon dioxide levels as a primary way to regulate the balance of blood pH. When you dissolve carbon dioxide in the blood, you get carbonic acid. If there's too much carbonic acid, the respiratory centers in the brain will send signals to the respiratory muscles that they should breathe to get rid of that excess carbon dioxide. Respiratory rate will be rapid, often more than 18 times per minute. The breath hold time will be short, and this is an acidosis situation and all. So that's why, you know, after you get done sitting down having a huge meal there at the old table and stuff, you're sitting there and you're kind of panting and saying, oh, my God, I feel so stuffed and all. If there's too little carbonic acid, the respiratory center will send a message down to reduce respiration to conserve carbon dioxide. The respiration rate may drop to less than 12. So that's quite a difference and all. And the person will be able to hold their breath a long time. This is an alkalosing situation. A person with an acid imbalance will generally have a resting respiratory rate of about 19 or more. And if they take a deep breath, will only be able to hold it for 40 seconds or less. Why? Since the blood is acid, the brain tells the body to breathe faster to get rid of that darn acid, acidic carbon dioxide. The same principle applies to breath holding. The brain sends messages to the breath to get rid of the excess carbon dioxide. The urine pH may be acid, but if the acidosis is caused by excessive potassium in the body, the kidneys will dump potassium, which is alkaline, and retain the hydrogen, the acid. So the urine is alkaline while the blood is acid. Kind of an interesting balance. The body, in its infinite wisdom, is trying to balance that as much as it can. So there's also a daily rhythm to this acid base ebb and flow called the Frederick Sanders, the base flow flood and base tide. The stored acid are mobilized from the connective tissue and Fischinger's space while they sleep. The space enclosed by the finer and finer fibers is called the Fischinger's space from the German scientist that described it. Essentially, this is the extracellular space that contains the fluids that bathe and feed each and every cell while carrying away
the waste from those same cells. There is no mention of this in the American physiology textbook and all. So if you were to get a visual on this and stuff, take one the left hand, make it into a very tight fist and stuff, and visualize that as a raisin. On the right hand and stuff, open it up wide and pretend you're palming a basketball. This is a grape. Now, what we're looking for is to change that shriveled up, very tightly packed raisin that doesn't allow any of those fluids to come into the cell. That helps to get rid of the toxins. That helps to change the pH of the body. And when we get that fluid moving in and stuff, we can draw in healthy vitamins and minerals that the body so vitally needs in order to change the pH of that body. So we want to transform those cells from that tightly packed fist like a raisin to that of a grape, a big, plump, juicy grape. Those are the analogies that we use at our office to demonstrate how important hydration is in the whole body. And that's one of the many different components that we use in as far as evaluating our clients on their journey to their health and all. So it's amazing what goes on like that and all. Your pH and stuff, let's just kind of take a look at that. One of the things that we're taking a look at is by the time you get up, though, in the morning, all the acids consumed and generated the day before should be gone, excreted while you sleep, contained in your bladder, and ready to be void when you wake up. The first morning urine should be acid when you get up in the morning. The urine pH, you should check, though, is the pH of the urine measured the second time you empty your bladder in the morning. And this reflects the pH of the body fluids at that time in the morning, not the pH of the urine the night before. Therefore, your AM urine, the second voided specimen after you get up, should be back to about a neutral, close to a pH of 7. And it can vary, pH of 6.8 to like 7.0. Because most everyone is acid, this is hardly ever the case, though. More and more acid accumulation occurs day after day, and chronic degenerative disease develops as a direct result of this change that takes place in the blood, as discussed above. Each day, we add to the acids not disposed of the day before. On the other hand, that space where that extracellular fluid is and stuff becomes more alkaline around 2 p.m., the base, they call it the base flood, as then the most bicarbonate is being generated to cover the cells of the stomach and stuff. After lunch and breakfast have to be metabolized. Actually, if your urine is not alkaline at 2 p.m., you're definitely in an acid environment. In the normal situation, hydrochloric acid is produced by the cover cells of the stomach. Table salt, sodium chloride, we are particularly fond of pink salt, and our particular salt that we use is sun-dried. So of the 95 minerals that are contained in it, 87 of them are needed for vital function of the body and all. The other ones that we are out there on the market, Himalayan pink salt and things like that, you have to look at the source of how they prepare it and stuff. Some are using chemicals to dry them, or others are using extremely high heats to rush along the process and all. So you're losing all those vital minerals and minerals in there and all. In a normal situation, the hydrochloric acid is produced by the covering cells. The acid goes into the stomach, and the sodium bicarbonate goes into the bloodstream and circulates all around, first flushing out the excess acid in the tissues, that space there, and especially freeing the collagen fibers and the colloidal connective tissue organs from the absorbed acid stored there. Any bicarbonate that is left over is picked up by the alkaline glands, the liver, the pancreas, and etc. Lemons and limes. One of the interesting facts is that lemons and limes are alkaline-forming. Although they are acid by nature, in the body they are alkaline-forming because of their mineral content. So important stuff that we not just take things for the outward look and stuff, but we get down into the macro, micro vitamin and mineral component of it. This makes them ideal for salads and other meals items when you need to change the acid taste component. You will see that the list that vinegar is rated very acidy at 3.9, while lemon is an alkaline at plus 9. So it all works out very good like that. And as imbalances happen, of course, if enough alkaline food is not eaten, and because the sodium bicarbonate generated by the stomach-covered cells does not all go to the alkaline glands, pancreas, liver, salivary glands, and the alkaline glands in the duodenum. So we're talking in already down the lower section and all. On the way through the body by those glands, some of it gets used up by the neutralizing acid residues from the previous meal and the ones stored in the connective tissue organ from the start. Well, we're going to pop here to another commercial, and we will be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, Big C here doing a little practicing for the Huntington County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off for Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. Signature sponsor this year is Hunter and Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Huntington Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and
nurses... ...founded VRA, his global investment newsletter. His VRA is unlike...
...hours a day, superior emergency care, at a moment's notice, Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org.
And we are back. Dr. Miola from Nutrimos of Flemington, Huntington County's oldest and most experienced healthcare facility. We were talking about the digestive system and getting a good kickstart on everything like that. In a few remaining minutes and stuff, I just want to kind of show you how everything kind of connects together. So if there's not enough base left over after a meal, enough base to neutralize and clear the acid stored in the connective tissue, there's a relatively base deficiency develops, which is again a latent acidosis. When this happens, the liver and the pancreas don't end up with enough alkaline juices to ensure proper digestion. Digestion can't proceed without enough of these alkaline juices for the liver and the pancreas. So the stomach has to produce more acid in order to make enough base, and one can develop stomach ulcers. The ulcer is not the result of too much acid, but on the contrary, it is the result of too little base. There is the key to why we get that vicious cycle that goes around people getting that acid indigestion or that GERD or that burning sensation in the pit of their stomach after they get done eating. Not so much because there's so much acid in there, but there's an imbalance of enough of the backup to clear out the acids that were there because there's not enough base in there and all. Incredible that goes on. So it's just like a car battery. The cells of our battery, our body, do not carry a charge that can be measured as the oxidative reduction potential of the blood. This energy potential decreases with aging, just as the minerals do. We become more oxidized, so the need to oxidations and stuff. But things occur because of hyperproteinization or too much protein. So this is kind of interesting. So in this acid condition we are talking about, we aren't acidotic in so many words. Rather, we are base deficient. This is probably why an 80 or 90-year-old old folks are shrunk up, little people. They have no minerals stores left. When all the minerals are gone, so are we. Our battery literally dies. We aren't acidotic, as they say in the hospital, in shock, when things have gone so badly that the very pH of the blood itself begins to change. Code blue, rather, in a state of latent acidosis, we are full of stored acid residues, residues stored in the extracellular space there, waiting for a ride or some way to get out of there from base minerals that aren't there. This is the latent acidosis. Blood values have started to change yet, so the acidosis is stored in the tissues as it were. The tissues are acid, but technically they are not acidosis either, as the blood appears normal. If things get worse, this latent acidosis can proceed into what is called a compensated acidosis. This means the blood pH itself hasn't started to change, but other values in the blood have to change to keep the blood pH at the same 7.4 that it's supposed to be. Decompensated acidosis is when the blood acids itself is affected. Interesting stuff. If the pH of the intestines is not right, different bacteria and eventually yeast can grow there. Dysbiosis, or wrong growth, in place of the bacteria that should be there. This causes its own set of problems, as many of you have experienced or can attest to. In the environment of the intestine, it's not alkaline, but acid, dysbiosis, wrong growth that occurs. The gut fills with and supports the growth of the wrong kind of bacteria, fungus, yeast, candida. These bacteria, in turn, generate their own acidic, toxic byproducts of metabolism that further aggravates and maintains the already latent acidosis condition. When the dysbiosis or wrong growth occurs, it begins with fermentation, and as fermentation is the process of eating, metabolizing, and excreting the bacteria do, alcohol is produced. Oh my God, fermentation like this can even cause cirrhosis of the liver in patients that have never even drunk alcohol in their life. So this is always one of the things that we have to worry about when you go in for the blood work and people start taking blood samples and they say, oh my God, look at this high level of alcohol that's in it and stuff. It's not from them drinking, but it's from their body, their digestive system not working properly. Holy cow. As when making wine, the fermentation process can go bad and begin to rot. Vinegar and other rotten things are produced. You ever make homemade wine and stuff, you don't put enough sugar in there and stuff, you get the best tasting wine vinegar then and stuff. This vinegar acid and the other things can cause heartburn too, along with the bloating and the gas that comes with the fermentation process. But this kind of heartburn is not from too much acid, hydrochloric acid, it is from not enough. So one of the things that we always want to make sure is that we get sure about this thing. And this kind of heartburn that comes an hour or two after you eat, other acids form, acetic acid as in vinegar and other putrefied acids. These acids cause the heartburn. The meal is not digested well as with a good amount of hydrochloric acid, and it starts fermenting instead. These rotten things are absorbed back into the body and picked up by the blood like anything in the gut. These rottening things in the gut just don't make you feel well. It's why you are constipated with headaches, sleepless nights from food eaten too late to digest, nights when undigested food just ferment and rot all night, making bad dreams and stuff. The skin also tries to expel such toxins through the signs and symptoms of pimples, rashes, and other skin problems and all. So with this kind of heartburn, one hurts after eating right away or an hour or two after rather than before, as with an ulcer. This can burn with a reflex up into the esophagus, worse while lying down, or it can be just pressure over the whole abdomen from the gas. This gas can actually push the stomach through the diaphragm into the lung cavity, producing what they call a hiatal hernia and stuff. And it's an incredibly painful and one of the worst things you can possibly imagine, short of giving birth or having a tooth pulled out and all. At our office, though, the doctors that are there and stuff are very well versed in how to work with the hiatal hernia and stuff, and not only nutritionally, but to how to use some good chiropractic techniques that we have there to help relieve and start reversing the whole process and all. It's just an incredible journey that we go on with the stomach and as far as balancing the pHs there and all. Another interesting thing is when you get the gallbladder removed, what is the gallbladder? It's actually a receptor storage area for bile. And what does bile do? That neutralizes the fats that are coming down through the stomach into the system and all. When we don't have the bile to neutralize the fatty acids that are coming through there, break them down and stuff, you lose a lot of very valuable nutrients in the first maybe couple inches of or foot of that small intestine, one of them being the B complexes. Now, we traditionally use B complex to help with emotional imbalances and roller coasters and just that little feeling of being off and all. So one of the things we've kind of noticed throughout our years of working with clients and stuff, when they come in and we note that they have a gallbladder removed and stuff, a lot of them are on medication for depression and natures of, you know, being unhappy with themselves and all. What we find when we start, you know, just asking the body with our patented analysis and all that, the software that we have, it comes up time and time again that we need to take a look at that and maybe come in and start supplementing with some of those good old B complexes that help with that and all, and some of the other nutrition that we do. We also are always in contact if they are in with any kind of physician and stuff that's working with that. And again, if we didn't put anybody on any of the medications, we never take them off, but we are in constant communications with their medical doctor to make sure that they are on top of everything that we're doing and are following along with what we've got. Well, I can't believe that this hour has just flown by and stuff. I had a darn good, exciting time working our way down through the digestive system here. And there's more to come. No pun intended, of course, but we need to move on. There's other shows getting ready in the wing here and all. So with that, I'm going to say everybody have a great Monday afternoon. It looks beautiful out there. I'm going to go pick up my girlfriend, Elsa, and go for a nice long walk over Perrineville Lake Park. And we'll see everybody next week with a new guest, and we'll post that on our Facebook and our constant contact. Remember, we are Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced and oldest healthcare facility.
News is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new White House chief of staff officially takes over today as Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly is replacing Reince Priebus, although there's been no official word on who will replace Kelly at DHS. Senate Democrat Dianne Feinstein says she hopes Kelly's background is going to help the White House as it deals with threats like that from North Korea, which she calls a clear and present danger.
And this is one of the reasons that I hope General Kelly will be able to be effective even beyond a chief of staff, is to begin some very serious negotiation with the North.
She spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. Meanwhile, the White House says President Trump spoke on the phone with Japan's Prime Prime Minister yesterday about the threat from the North after it tested another intercontinental ballistic missile a few days ago. This is USA Radio News.
Things are just better when they're doubled, like double the value and double the savings. That's what you get right now from OvationHair.com. Ovation Cell Therapy Hair and Scalp Treatment, clinically proven to repair damage, reduce breakage, and restore your hair to its former glory. Thicker, stronger, longer, healthier hair. Guaranteed or your money back. Right now, get double the value with Ovation's limited edition Summer Essentials Set. Everything you need for eye-catching, healthy summer hair. Specially priced to save you over 50%. That's double the value while supplies last. New customers get the Summer Essentials Set or anything else from Ovation and double your introductory discount. That's double the savings. Hurry to OvationHair.com and select USA Radio News at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. For a limited time, Ovation is doubling your introductory discount. Select USA Radio News at checkout. Hurry, these doubly delightful deals end soon.
Arizona's junior senator has some candid thoughts about his own party.